Bye-bye.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Wands, charged with lying to a federal grand jury by saying he never knowingly used performance-enhancing drugs, never took the witness stand. One of the five charges against the all-time Major League home run leader was dropped. That charge accused Bonds of using designer steroids before 2003. Still, it was a limited victory for Bonds, who faces the same punishment if convicted on any of the four remaining charges.
One count that he lied when he said that he never received steroids from Greg Anderson. Another count that he lied when he said he never received human growth hormone from Greg Anderson. Perhaps the easiest count for the government to potentially prove that Bonds lied when he said he allowed only physicians to inject him. And then the last count is obstruction of justice.
That's Haven Daly from the Associated Press reporting on the Barry Bonds trial, which finally went to the jury at the end of the week. Just as Major League Baseball wrapped up its first full week of play. That's MLB Major League Baseball, part of the number 10 item on this week's countdown. Doug Steffen here. Welcome into our review of the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday, April the 8th. We'll be reviewing all items in the top 10 as we review talk radio, talk television. All of this information has been culled by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Major League Baseball, along with the NBA and the NHL, are at the number 10 spot. At number 9, the focus on Glenn Beck, including his being let go by Fox at the end of the year and radio stations around the country canceling his radio show as well. The Young Turks, Cenk Yoger, talked about the reasons behind Beck's departure.
Glenn Beck is leaving his show. They will transition Glenn Beck off of Fox News. So people are wondering, did he get fired? Did he not get fired? And Roger Ailes said, you know, half the people think he got canceled. Half the people think he got that he quit. He's like, I'm happy with either one of those. So that's a pretty strong statement saying, if you think I canceled him, I'm pretty happy with that interpretation as well, right? Now, the reality is, and Glenn Beck, you'll see, was talking about, oh, he's Paul Revere and he's going to go on to new missions. Man, Fox was his gigantic platform. He's leaving it because they couldn't agree on a contract, okay? And why couldn't they agree? Because Glenn Beck thinks he's God's gift to humanity. And Roger Ailes thinks, you don't make me any money. He lost 300 advertisers. Okay, in England, he had zero advertisers left. They had to run his program commercial free. He lost 30% of his audience in the last year. 37% of the 25 to 54 demographic that advertisers like the most. Okay, I know it's absurd, but that's what they concentrate on. So now, look, he had a big audience. Give him his due, right? And he still had a big audience at the end, even though he lost about 1 million people off that audience because of his crazy conspiracy theories and many other reasons, okay? But the reality is that advertiser ban was actually leaking onto other programs as well, and that put Fox in a panic. So, for example, if Beck went on O'Reilly or Beck went on Fox and Friends, advertisers would want to pull out of those shows, right? So Ailes was not prepared to give him much money at all, and I'm sure Beck thought he deserved all the money in the world, and that's what this was all about. And is it going to hurt Beck? Of course! Now, look, of all the people in the world, I'm the one guy who knows you can do it without TV. There's no question about that. But you have to understand a couple other things about Beck. First of all, his radio ratings are also disastrous. Like, people always say, like, oh, he's the third highest rated talk show host. No, he's not. That's not how radio ratings work. They work market by market. There is no national number for ratings. And market by market, Glenn Beck's been getting canceled all over the country. The only reason why he's considered, and they're all guessing, it's all nonsense, the third largest show in the country is because he was in the most markets. And Rush Limbaugh is number one, because he's in more markets than Hannity and Beck, etc. And the more markets they lose, and Beck is losing at a furious pace, the bigger and bigger trouble they get into.
Coming up, reviewing problems for Southwest Airlines, plus the trials for the 9/11 bad guys go back to Gitmo. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on.
April is National Car Care Month, and with winter behind us, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package, plus save on all Michelin tires, and save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
River Point Wellness Center.
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having a treatment on my spider veins.
Okay, and can I ask why you're canceling?
Well, I found this product that really works.
Can I ask what product?
Oh, sure. It's Vinacura.
If you have frustrating spider or varicose veins, you don't have to get a treatment. Just get to your phone for a risk-free trial of Vinacura. Call 1-800-499-3227. All natural Vinacura contains a clinically proven ingredient that visibly erases spider and varicose veins, even if you've had them for years. It even helps alleviate discomfort. The results are so impressive, people who've tried it say it's life-changing. Find out how you can try Vinacura free for 30 days and watch as your spider and varicose veins disappear from view faster than you thought possible. Call now for your risk-free trial of Vinacura. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-499-3227. 1-800-499-3227.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, nothing is proven to get you to sleep faster than Advil PM liquid gels. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels are the only liquid-filled capsules created just for nighttime pain. Fact. Advil PM liquid gels rush liquid fast relief to ease your pain and help you fall asleep fast. The facts say it all. When pain keeps you from getting to sleep fast, make Advil PM liquid gels your number one choice.
Comparisons based on OTC nighttime pain relievers. Use as directed.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Talk Radio Review here. Doug Steffen. We're up to number 8 on the countdown. The problems at Southwest Airlines. Talk host Dory Monson here with Larry Downey, who's a passenger on the Southwest Airlines flight that made the emergency landing when the hole ripped open the plane's roof.
I cannot imagine the experience you went through here, Larry. Tell me, give me the play-by-play of how this all went down.
It was pretty scary. Probably one of the most... horrific events I've ever experienced, and my wife. We were 20 minutes into the flight. It was from Phoenix to Sacramento.
Okay.
And we were 20 minutes into it, and just heard this huge popping noise, almost like an explosion. And the plane actually decompressed immediately, and the oxygen mask dropped, and the pilot, knowing that, you know, took the plane into a nosedive to try to get down to, I think he went from 37,000 to about 6, and in a matter of 3 to 4 minutes.
Okay,
as the
hole rips open, do you say something to your wife and immediately, or are you just paralyzed?
It was pandemonium. It was chaos. Everybody was just trying to get the masks on. Some, you know, when they tell you to extend that rubber tubing, you know, in the demonstration,
yeah,
you need to do that because you won't get any oxygen if you don't. And a number of people were passing out because of it. And so, you know, the flight attendants were trying to jump from one mask to another to try to get them to get their oxygen flowing. So you had the combination of the noise through the hole, which was just incredibly loud. You couldn't hear anybody. We couldn't hear the pilots if they were trying to speak to you. So we were all in the dark because we just did not know what was going on, what was going to happen, if we were going to land or not land, and what was going on. So you had the noise through the hole. You had the the dive of the airplane, and you're trying to get the oxygen in your mask working, and then you look up, which my wife and I did because it was right above us, and you saw blue sky through the airplane. It was wild.
So, and are you yelling anything to your wife? You must think you're going to die at that moment.
Oh, there's no question. Everybody did. I mean, there were crying and hugs and screaming, and it was a very emotional moment for everybody.
September 11th, trials moving back to Guantanamo Bay. That's number 7 on the countdown. Here, host Jimmy Barrett speaks with Jordan Sekulow from the American Center for Law and Justice. He thinks this was definitely the right thing to do.
Why do you think they finally reached that decision?
You know what happened? The Democrats, actually, in the last Congress, the 111th Congress, actually tied the hands of President Obama. I honestly think his own party, and of course Republicans as well, didn't trust Eric Holder or Obama on this issue. And so in their budget, they made sure that there were no federal funds available for President Obama to bring any of the Gitmo detainees to the United States to pay for their trials or to build a new super prison. People may remember that discussion about Illinois. So it was actually under a Democrat-controlled Congress that was passed. So after about 2 years of dithering on this issue because President Obama had instructed Eric Holder to issue kind of a stay on any continuance of the military tribunals, and what happened in the civilian court when it came down to the U.S. Embassy bomber in Nairobi, the 1998 bombing, when he was acquitted on all but one count. It was over 200 counts against him, each one for murder, and he only got convicted on conspiracy, which carries 20 years to life. And Eric Holder tried to act like, oh, this is some great victory. See, it works in civilian court. And the truth is, yeah, he may spend life in prison, but he may also be out in 20 or 25 years. So, this is something that I don't think any member of Congress trusted Obama on, so they passed legislation to tie his hands. People saw from Eric Holder's tone when he made this announcement, this is not what the Obama administration wanted to do. They blamed Congress. They said this will jeopardize our national security, and then they're trying to move on. And I do think Holder's playing a bit of Obama's lackey so that Obama can look good to kind of mainstream Americans who did not want to bring these, and definitely the 9/11 families who didn't want to bring any of these guys on U.S. soil or try them here and have to pay for that cost, which is a huge added difficulty when you do these trials. And at the same time, you let Holder kind of be the one who panders to the left for him, which is exactly what he did in that press conference.
At number 6 this week, the violence in Afghanistan, which followed the Koran burning by that idiot in the church in Florida. Here's Dave Ross, who talks about the pastor.
Pastor Jones says he's not responsible, but General David Petraeus implied that yes, he was.
That action was hateful. We condemn it in the strongest manner possible.
Not only that, it's got Senator Lindsey Graham saying, enough of this freedom of speech.
Free speech is a great idea, but we're in a war. During World War II, you had limits on what you could say if it would inspire the enemy.
He apparently thinks people like Terry Jones ought to be arrested. But is Terry Jones the reason Afghanistan is going badly? Or could it have something to do with 10 years of foreign troops and foreign tanks and foreign planes? Hey, I wish Terry Jones was responsible. Because if the reason the Afghans hate us really is Florida pastors burning the Quran, we could win this thing just by rounding up all the crazy Florida pastors, which, challenging though that may be, would be a lot easier than what we're doing.
Coming up, Patakos takes a closer look at Donald Trump and the cost of gas in our focus, too, as the Talk Radio Review continues.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoke.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number five on the countdown. The potential presidential candidates for the Republicans, host Bruce St. James, Rob Hunter, Pam Hughes, talking about how well Donald Trump is doing.
There's a new NBC Wall Street Journal poll out that shows Donald Trump, the Donald, is tied for second place with Mike Huckabee amongst likely Republican voters.
Wow.
Second only to Mitt Romney, who's leading.
Am I missing something here?
I think you are.
What am I missing?
There are a lot of people that think Donald Trump is a serious political candidate.
Wow.
I'm willing to admit they exist.
Because they only watch The Apprentice?
I'll tell you why. Let me play this clip.
He says some things that resonate with people, Rob. Is that a fair way to say it?
He said this.
The fact is they asked John McCain for his birth certificate. They've asked others for their birth certificate. They asked Bush for his birth certificate, by the way, I just found out over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And they would ask me for my birth certificate. And by the way, it's sitting on the top of my desk.
That's why. Because he mentioned the two-word birth certificate.
Mm.
And then naturally people are like, yeah, I'm going to vote for a guy because has he said anything else? Has he talked? I haven't watched any interviews with him.
He has. And it would be unfair to only characterize Donald Trump as running on the platform of show your birth certificate. That would be unfair characterization. It's what the media is gravitating to because he's also talked about trade with China. He's talked about foreign policy. He has talked about these things, but because we like car wrecks, we all gravitate towards the most extreme things he said. I heard him this morning. He was on Morning Joe this morning, and he was getting grilled about this birther thing. And even he said, this is not the focus of my campaign. And he says, but I do think it's important, and I'm just curious as to why, what the president's trying to hide. And he goes, if there's not an issue here, then there's not going to be an issue. That's not a problem, but that's not what I'm running on. Now, why do I think he's doing well? I think it says more about the lack of qualified Republican candidates than it does about what a great candidate Donald Trump is, because you're grading on a curve.
But
right?
It's also still early. The presidential election is a year and a half away.
Okay.
So the campaign hasn't really kicked off yet, per se. People are out raising money, doing things, and that's all fine and good. But to me, I look at this as embarrassing. I don't know if it's embarrassing for the Republican Party or if I'm embarrassed that people are really taking Donald Trump seriously to run for president. The guy is a character. He's a cartoon character. That's what he is.
The rising price of petroleum, number four on the countdown. From Fox, Michelle Malkin talks about the president's recent comments.
There's a lot of disconnect going around. And it's interesting because, of course, all the Bush haters, whether we're talking about Bush 41, George Herbert Walker Bush, or Bush 43, George W. Bush, always knocked those presidents for being out of touch. But I don't really think that you could get more disconnected than Obama did in that little exchange. And there were other parts of his exchange where he lectured a man who was complaining about gas prices, of picking the wrong vehicle and attacking the mythical 8 mile per gallon car that apparently all of us who have a problem with high gas prices drive. It's not true. Fuel efficiency has gotten so much better over the last couple of decades. And all of that concentration on alternative energy sources and being patient, waiting 20, 30, 50, 100 years for pie in the sky green energy that's just not going to happen deflects from the fact that this administration is directly responsible for standing in the way of the kinds of solutions that would lower those gas prices.
Oil and gas prices, number four this week on our countdown. And let's recap a little bit here. Sports talk, including Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NHL, number 10. Glenn Beck leaving Fox, number 9. Problems at Southwest, 8. The trial of the Guantanamo Bay boys, and I don't think there's any girls involved, so we'll leave it at boys, is number 7. Number 6, violence in Afghanistan and the Koran burning in Florida. The 2012 GOP hopefuls, number 5, and the rising price of gasoline, number 4. That leaves numbers 3, 2, and 1, and they're next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, I'm David Cordani, CEO of Cigna, a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. Over the past 17 years, we've teamed up with the March of Dimes to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. Together, we'll continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the people of Cigna and teams from 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Jumpstart your team at marchforbabies.org.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you, and the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105, 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact. Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-455. 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to our Talk Radio Review. We're profiling what's going on in the world of talk radio, talk television, the so-called political talk radio shows for the week ending the 8th of April. Up to number 3, Japan and the yet another earthquake this week. We have from MSNBC, Martin Bashir here talks to Bill Nye about the other earthquake that hit Japan this week.
We have heard about the current damage to the Fukushima reactors. Could they handle, and we've heard so far they have been able to, but can they handle any more shocks?
Apparently they can. You'll notice that it was a magnitude 7.1, I think, is the latest number.
Right.
People go back through the records and mathematically figure about how much energy there was, or precisely how much energy there was. Well, apparently there were hardly any tsunamis, hardly any waves created by this. And the reason would be, nominally, that the shifting plates are going sideways rather than up and down. Well, the one 3 weeks ago was going up and down. It created these fantastic or astonishing waves that overwhelmed the safety systems at the plant. So just notice that in Japanese tradition, or the construction codes, they can handle a 7.1 earthquake with not that much trouble. If we had that sort of problem here in the United States, a 7.1, I mean, things would be shut down. Roads would be broken. Infrastructures.
It's an entirely different building code, is what you're saying, Bill. And that
costs money.
Right.
Does it?
And that's what makes it so amazing there in Japan, as we saw with that very large quake they had had the last time. When we also consider the structural rigidity of this reactor system, these six reactors, three we're really watching, the question is, they've also been throwing in a lot of water. Each gallon of water weighs about 8 pounds. Can it handle this?
Yeah, apparently, but also apparently there's a leak somewhere. And so the word handle it, I guess the answer would be kind of, sort of, up to a point. So they're cooling it off with water, then they got to store the water. It's radioactive. Everything's around there is getting harder and harder to handle. So I'm glad that it survived the earthquake, but you got to figure just intuitively, if we have ground motion that was didn't create many waves this time, in the next couple weeks or month, there may be ground motion that does create waves, and then that would be a question, can they handle it when they're pumping all this water around?
Talk host Outlaw Dave here. With a focus on countries that are banning food that comes from Japan.
India is the first country to introduce an entire ban of all food products from the entire country, not just from certain regions. The ban comes in the fourth week of the unsuccessful attempts to safely secure the nuclear power plant. It was crippled by an earthquake and an ensuing tsunami, the world's biggest nuclear disaster, they say, in the past quarter of a century. I say it's going to go beyond that. It will hopefully be the last major nuclear disaster that we have in the world. I think there needs to be a little more accountability. God, we're all going to be affected by this. Anyhow, import of food articles coming from Japan stands suspended, and I quote, with immediate effect for a period of 3 months or till such time as credible information is available, the radiation hazard has subsided to acceptable limits. That was a statement from the India Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. Now, obviously, India is, I guess, when it comes to food, they're only importing a small volume of processed food items, some fruits and some vegetables. But Japan itself said that they are thinking of imposing radioactivity restrictions on seafood after contaminated fish were found in seas well south of the damaged nuclear reactor. So not just food products, but definitely their seafood. Got to ask you, though, and I'm not the nuclear scientist, and I didn't go to A&M. How pervasive does this get? At what point should we not have already stopped imports from Japan for fear of radiation? And I don't know how pervasive radioactive contamination can be. I'm just saying. I don't know. Maybe those more well-informed could quiet down the rowdy outlaw, could assuage my concerns. Tell me, though, we don't need to worry about, you know, everything that comes out of Japan being contaminated with radiation. Explain that to me. If India has enacted a ban and the EU is discussing a ban, why aren't we discussing that? Just because we're economic allies and political allies and military allies doesn't mean, oh yeah, it does. It does mean that we're not going to do anything to harm them.
Coming up, we'll try to understand a little bit more about what's going on in Libya this week. A letter that President, if he is president, what is his title? Mr. Gaddafi. Anyway, he wrote that to our president. A letter 3 pages long. Please, please, Mr. Obama, stop bombing us. That's up next on the countdown.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a 2-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
The nonprofit Global Animal Partnership recently launched a new five-step welfare rating system that encourages higher standards for animal agriculture. Whole Foods Market is the first national grocer to adopt a system that will provide shoppers with a new level of transparency into how farm animals are raised. Whole Foods Market now offers beef, pork, and chicken certified under the new system, according to Ann Malone, the Global Animal Production and Welfare Coordinator for Whole Foods Market.
Whole Foods has always been very committed to animal welfare, also been very committed to trying to offer value to our customers, especially in the meat department. We're very excited at being able to offer the Global Animal Partnership five-step animal welfare rating program to our customers. This program that rates how animals are raised for food. So when shoppers come into the Whole Foods stores, they're able to look at labels that give them transparency down to how their food was raised.
For more information, visit WholeFoodsMarket.com.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Puff Tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for 187 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Save on faves now at Macy's. Find 25 to 50% savings on all your favorite items throughout the store. Separates for her, 25 to 40% off. Men's sportswear and collections, 25 to 50% off. Men's and women's suits, 50% off. Hotel collection bed and bath, 25 to 50% off. Plus, save an extra 15 or 10% with your Macy's Star Rewards card. That is the magic of Macy's. Savings off regular and sale prices, exclusions apply.
On Libya, here radio host Jim Scott, his guest being military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle, talk about this letter from Gaddafi.
You have really got it figured out here, I think, as why Gaddafi is so difficult to get out of there. First, let's talk about how he is using human shields. And he's, I think he's got a 10-to-1 ratio as far as, fighting forces to the rebels.
Well, actually, NATO's chief allied operation brigadier General Mark Van Oom said, we have confirmation that in Masrata, tanks are being dispersed, are being hidden among humans, and the humans are being used as shields in order to prevent NATO airstrikes, Jim.
And you got Nate, you've got the snipers. I mean, it's very, very difficult. And now the people in Benghazi, I understand, are angry. They're getting angry at NATO because they haven't had any airstrikes.
Well, that's true. About 300 people near the courthouse in Benghazi waved flags, chanted slogans, demanded airstrikes from NATO and arms for the rebels. And, of course, the rebels, those guys are claimed to be terrorists, according to Gaddafi's letter, which he has sent to President Obama.
It's going to be tricky if you don't put troops on the ground. I mean, how are you going to get in there, huh?
That's right. And, of course, being the tanks and all the armored vehicles being dispersed among the population of Benghazi, that's extremely difficult, even with our close air support aircraft like the C-130 and the A-10 Thunderbolt. Jet.
And Gaddafi sits down and writes a letter to the President of the United States. What did he say?
Weird letter, ramming three-page letter, much like his address to the U.N., which took hours. Gaddafi assumed a friendship with President Obama, and he says that he asked the President to end the NATO bombing. And in the letter, he says it's an unjust war against the small people of the developing country. And what's particularly interesting here, Jim, he says in the letter, we have been hurt more morally than physically because of what has happened against us in both deeds and words by you, Gaddafi wrote. Despite all this, you will always remain our son.
I don't think President Obama wants to be in that family. So Gaddafi writing letters saying, uncle, that's enough. And then, of course, hiding tanks and his troops inside, and using the poor citizens as shields.
CNN's Christine Romans has former Congressman Kurt Weldon, who actually has traveled to Tripoli at his own expense, to try to talk to Gaddafi about stepping aside.
You've met with Gaddafi. How did that meeting go? What did you talk about?
First of all, we have not yet met with Gaddafi. The meetings we have been with all of the key staffers. We just left a two-hour meeting with the Prime Minister, Mahmoudi. We spent yesterday and the day before meeting with the Chief of Staff, Bashar Saleh, and we've met with one of the sons, Saadi Gaddafi.
And what did they say?
We are still waiting for the meeting with the leader. We've brought them over some suggestions. We are here on a private delegation only because I have met with Gaddafi more than any other American on three official congressional delegations. I know the man, and I wanted to basically have a chance to confront directly the issues that are important. We are here in support of President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vice President Joe Biden. We are not here with a different agenda. We are not here to do any type of negotiation. We're here conveying a message. I've worked Libyan issues both in Congress, and I've been to Libya after I left Congress a total of seven times.
What is that message,
it's a very
Congressman? What is the message?
And our purpose here. The message is that there are certain steps that have to be taken. They were outlined in the op-ed that I had run in the New York Times on the day that we arrived here yesterday, which are very succinct and clear. And they're the message that Hillary Clinton again repeated yesterday in her press event. We're not deviating from that. There is no separate agenda. It is to reinforce the importance of an immediate ceasefire monitored by the UN on both sides, with the Libyan army pulling back from all the cities in distress and the rebel forces stopping their forward movement so that we can protect people. I understand there were other people killed today.
Do you have any indication? Do you have any indication
the leader,
from the
has to step
sorry,
aside.
We have a little bit of delay, so you and I are sort of talking over each other a little bit, so I apologize for that. But do you have any indication from the people you've met so far, the officials, including one of the sons of Muammar Gaddafi, that he is hearing this message? He delivered a three-page rambling letter to the president telling the president of the United States to stop an unjust war. It's a very different position than what you're delivering to his government. Are they hearing you?
Well, they have no choice but to hear me and us because I'm meeting face to face, which is the reason I came here. Oftentimes you can't convey the same intensity or emotion unless you're in person. That's why I made this trip. No one's paying me to be here. I've not made any money from any of my work in Libya. I'm here because it's important to avoid war, to avoid Americans from being killed, and to avoid innocent Libyans from being killed, as we've seen on the daily news broadcast. They are listening, they are receiving, and we've given them suggestions, numerous suggestions. Our hope is that they will accept some of the suggestions, but more importantly, to fully understand the gravity of the situation. Time is running out. The world is very concerned about what's happening in Misrata. I've been to Misrata. The world is very concerned about what's happening in Benghazi and all the communities. We don't want more Libyan people to die.
From his own radio program, Bill Lumet talks to Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina. He seems to be unclear about why we are in Libya.
This Libya thing, you must know why we're there. Could you tell me?
Unfortunately, I can't. That's one of the things that we're in the process of discussing right now with the what the state of play is in Libya right now, what interest there is on the part of the United States and NATO coalition members, but more importantly, what the needs are of the opposition to potentially bring down a Gaddafi regime.
Well, then you must know who the opposition is, because I don't know who they are. Who are the rebels?
I wish, in fact, we could tell you who that is, because it's
oops.
It's really a mixmash of former officials within Libya, with individuals that are activists, and with some influence, apparently, from outside the country.
Well, and surely the intelligence briefing that you've gotten from the Obama administration has given you the end game, or out, right?
You would hope that anything that we went into, we had a clear understanding of what it was that we were attempting to achieve, and more importantly, an acknowledgement of what would be triggered for us to know we had succeeded. Yet to be determined as it relates to the administration and this current military endeavor.
What's your feelings on it, Senator, just between you and me?
Listen, if we'd have gone, if coalition forces had gone in with a no-fly zone literally days after this started, I think we could have probably created enough pressure for Gaddafi to have already gone to South Africa or Venezuela and for the regime change to take place. This is way too little, way too late, and it's time for the United States and for our NATO partners to reassess whether anything can be accomplished in Libya. And if it can't, then we ought to find other means to play if that's somewhere we feel there's an interest.
Number one on the countdown, we'll talk about the budget and the showdown or the possible shutdown next up on Talk Radio Countdown.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things as personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here with number one on the countdown, the budget situation and the possibility of a shutdown. Here host Jerry Jamison talks to Senator Kay Hagan of North Carolina about how complicated this whole process is.
I know that you've been actively involved in trying to get some bipartisan support and stopping a government shutdown. Do we want to start with that very quickly, where we're at with that? Do you think we're making progress?
I certainly hope so. A government shutdown is just totally unacceptable. The people of North Carolina did not elect me to shut down the government. The only way we can go forward with it in this area is through bipartisanship. And I also have an idea that I think we need to be working towards, and that is having a biennial budget, just like we do in North Carolina, so that you have a budget that is a 2-year budget. And the first year you put your budget together, and the second year you have an opportunity to tweak it. And there's a biennial budget and appropriations act bill that I have agreed to co-sponsor, and it will take the politics out of the budgeting process and avoid situations like this in the future.
I know many people don't understand the actual budget and appropriations process in Congress. A budget is passed, but then actually the spending, the funding, then has to actually go through appropriations, even though it may have been budgeted. Am I correct?
We actually have 12 appropriations bills.
So quite often it could be that something may have been included in the budget, but then not passed through appropriations. Is that?
That is correct. We have passed the defense authorization bill, but we still have to pass the appropriations, and that's where we're stuck right now, which means that we do not need to have a government shutdown. There's so much at stake here. One of the things I'm very concerned about, and I want to reassure, and that is that our military will continue getting paid during, if in fact we would actually have a shutdown.
Neil Cavuto now talking to former Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana about the name-calling and the finger-pointing that's going on by these children in Washington.
Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, and you're trying to touch entitlements or trying to make the tough choices, and you know this is the reaction you're going to get, why the heck would you want to try?
Well, because in the long run, in order to save the programs, in order to keep our children and grandchildren from going bankrupt, something has to be done. And therein lies the problem. The people in the minority are always trying to get back in the majority, and they resist or, you know, paint in a political light any changes that are being made. Once they're in the majority and they realize the responsible thing to do is to make the changes, well, then the roles are reversed and it just keeps continuing.
On and on and on. But that's a microcosm of what's going on in this continuing resolution battle, right? I mean, never mind that it's a budget that isn't a budget. It's only a few months to go anyway. But each has staked their claims on this, right?
Well, that's right. The bases of the two parties are just so far apart at this point and are unwilling to countenance any deviation from party orthodoxy. If you try and meet in the middle and compromise at all, you're viewed as a traitor and so forth and so on. It makes it very difficult to stake out that middle ground at a time, ironically, Neil, when the vast majority of independents and moderates across the country want exactly that. So the political process is not delivering the results the American people, at least the majority of them, are looking for right now.
Senator, we had Dick Russell, the former Big Board chairman, was saying that if this it doesn't go well, and that is a potential shutdown, people are going to finger Tea Partiers, and it's going to make them look bad. And that's what Democrats are salivating over, that prospect. Do you agree?
Well, I think it's too soon to say. The polls show that the blame would lie almost equally at this point. If it looks like the Democrats aren't willing to embrace some spending reductions to get the budget in order, that would make the Democrats look bad. If the Republicans look like they're shutting down the government, not over the budget, but over social issues like abortion, that sort of thing, I think they would look bad. If the Republicans pass another temporary stopgap, which most people don't want, but would at least keep the government going, and the president vetoes it, or the Senate Democrats won't take it up, that may make them look bad. So the only thing...
You can see the Tea Party's argument to an extent. You know, so where they're saying, look, if we're having this much difficulty quibbling over billions, how the heck are we going to address, to your point on entitlements, trillions?
It makes it more difficult. And as you pointed out, Neil, this is just arguing over, I mean, it looks like right now the Democrats are willing to embrace $34 to $35 billion in reductions. Now, the composition of that, you can argue over. The Republicans are saying, no, it should be 39. So the gap really isn't that big. That's just for the 6 months of this year.
Then we're going to shut
down. Next year. And,
absolutely, but we're going to shut down, aren't we?
Well, my guess is if we do, it'll be for 2 or 3 days.
Oh, really? That's
well, you know, I just think that the American people will be so, even though the amount of money we're talking about in the context of the federal budget isn't that big, I think the American public will be disgusted and say, what are these people doing down there? They can't even, you know, they're acting, you know, like children. They're not playing well together.
The government shut down, the battle over the budget, most talked about thing on talk radio. Let's recap. Sports talk radio, Major League Baseball at trial of Barry Bonds, number 10. Glenn Beck at number 9. Southwest at number 8. Number 7, the 9/11 trials move back to Guantanamo. Number 6, the violence in Afghanistan. Presidential hopefuls from the GOP, number 5. Price of gas and oil, number 4. Nuclear situation in Japan and the continuing problems there. Number 2 is Libya. And number 1, the government and whether it continues or not. That's the item that seems to be on most people's minds here, courtesy of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.